come on in and welcome to On The Beam Podcast. I am so excited that you have joined me, the host, Markita Green, as I have come to empower you and to inspire and encourage you to find the balance in your life. You know where it is to be on the beam of life, that place where you might be overwhelmed, that place where you are wearing so many hats, and you might feel a little unbalanced and a little off-kiltered. Well, hopefully these few nuggets that I will give you will just keep you grounded and allow you to find balance while on the beam of life. Stay tuned. Welcome back to another Thankful Thanksgiving episode. I have been thinking about the different movies that drive me to be thankful for something. And the movie that crossed my mind was Made in Manhattan. How many of you have seen that Jennifer Lopez movie? The movie where she is a maid, M-A-I-D, in downtown Manhattan. She was working in a hotel. She had a good friend group. She was at the top of her game. In fact, she was up for promotion. Things were seemingly going well. On this one particular day, she happened to have been in somebody's room, a wealthy woman's room, and there was a moment of play with one of her co-workers, and they decided to play a little dress up in this guest's clothes. Yes, totally inappropriate. I don't disagree. However, just take a moment and think about a time when you have played dress up, especially for my ladies that are listening. Not just Halloween, because everybody doesn't celebrate Halloween, but think about the days where you went into your mom's closet and you just got to play in her clothes. You got to put on one of her shirts and you act like it was a dress, where you got to play in her makeup and be this mommy princess for an hour or 20 minutes or whatever it was. Maybe you're not like me and maybe you didn't have that moment, but was there ever a time where you got ready for a dance, you got ready for a prom, and you got a chance in that moment just for that one day to be or to feel different, to feel fancy, to feel special, to feel beautiful? Maybe it was your wedding day, that day where it didn't matter for that moment what was going on around you. It didn't matter in that moment what anybody else had on, because you were the queen. You were the one standing out. You were the one who just felt so beautiful and so special and so adorned in that moment. Well, that was the Made in Manhattan moment. I hope I painted the picture for you, because as I watched that movie, that's exactly what I saw. Just a moment of release, a moment of freedom, a moment of pretend where it actually came to life. When we think about visualization, it was a moment of physical visualization where she was no longer just imagining in her mind what it would feel like to be a guest at the hotel, what it would feel like to be a woman who didn't have this fear of, and maybe it's not a fear, but this woman who was able to just live a life of luxury. She didn't have to imagine these things. In this moment, she was actually able to embrace it. She put on the clothes. She was able to feel it. She was able to have this tangible visualization moment. Well, in the midst of the moment, her son barges in the door and he comes in with this high profile guest who ends up being somebody in the political realm, somebody who had a lot of money and a lot of clout and a high reputation. this man immediately fell for Jennifer Lopez's character. He immediately realized that there was a spark and he wanted to develop that spark. So as much as it felt uncomfortable in the moment, it wasn't easy for Jennifer Lopez's character to communicate that that wasn't a reality. And so she, because she was in the moment, she went with the flow of the moment. Long story short, she ended up being found out. She ended up losing her job. She ended up making him feel like she deceived him. And she was just kind of living her life back on her own terms. But guess what? This man could not get her out of his head. There was something that was more than just that momentary spark. There was some fulfillment that he had never felt. And so, of course, it's a movie. You know, I'm a Hallmark bluff. And so, yes, in the end, she got the guy. In the end, there was this unshakable love that brought them together. But there was so much more in the moment. And what I want you to do, if you didn't already do it, is just spend some time thinking about the person who you have visualized yourself to be. Think about the circumstances that you've visualized yourself being in. Think about the love, the romance that you desire to feel. And you may have these things already, but think back to the point in your life when you didn't have it. There are going to be two different people listening. There are going to be the people who are pursuing more. They're pursuing purpose. They're trying to figure out who they are. They're trying to figure out what makes them jump for joy. But then there are going to be those other people who have already found their way. There are going to be the other people who have been there, done that, and they know who they are and they're living the life that they desire. Regardless as to which listener you are at this stage in life, there is something to be thankful for. There is thankful for vision and purpose. There is thankful for this idea of wanting more and not settling. There is this ability to be thankful for vision, because you're either visioning where you want to go or you had the vision that kind of pushed you and catapulted you into position. Whatever the case may be, I want you to spend some time thinking about your vision, thinking about your purpose, thinking about where you are in relation to where you want to be, thinking about where you were in relation to where you are, and just take a moment to recognize that something, that someone has helped to get you in position. Whether you're in the place that you want to be or not, you are in position, my God. Whether you see it or not, you right now are right where you need to be in this moment. And I want you to just take a minute and think about what that looks like. Think about what that feels like. And think about the vision process. Think about the dress up process. Think about all of the moments that led you to this moment right here in time. And as we do that, let's break. Wow, what was that moment for you? As I think about that character in that movie, Made in Manhattan, I think about how so many of us find ourselves in places that seem daunting. They seem like a lie. They seem like we're imposters. They seem like we don't belong. And that is the very place that catapults us into the plan and purpose that God has for our life. Jesus. I'm reminded that there are times where God will set things up just right so that something about that situation can be used for his glory. Come on. There is something that you have gone through. There is something that you have experienced. There is something that you did not think could turn out right. There was a place that you were in and you thought, there's no way that this can flourish. There's no way this relationship can grow. There's no way this business can flourish. There's no way. There's just no way. And God said, there is a way because I am the true and living God. There is a way because nothing is impossible for me. There is a way because I have purposed you for a time such as this. Speaking about that, I was led to the book of Esther. And if we think about it, that is very similar to the movie Made in Manhattan. Esther is a woman of Jewish descent, and she has an opportunity to go before King Xerxes to present herself as a possible replacement for Queen Vashti. And in order for her to successfully gain the crown, she has to go in this place for more than just a moment, for more than just the moment that Jennifer Lopez was in these dress-up clothes. Esther had to go before the king for the better part of a year under disguise of her Jewish descent. So, in other words, nobody knew, Jesus, that Esther was covering something up. In the same way that the soon-to-be senator did not know that Jennifer Lopez's character was covering up her true identity as a maid working in a hotel. In that same way, nobody knew that Esther was covering up her descent as a Jew because guess what? She would not have been welcome. In the same way that Jennifer Lopez's character would not have gotten into the next place with the future senator, Esther would not have been crowned queen. Jesus, I hope you're catching this. There are times where our true self is not completely revealed, but in that same vein, it does not mean that our true self will prevent us from what is already ours. My God. There are going to be sometimes in life where we don't even understand all that we have. And so there will be opportunities for us to dress some things up. There will be opportunities for us to make believe. There will be opportunities for us to position ourselves in the way that God sees us, Jesus. When we talk about the need to do self-affirmations on a daily basis, it's because sometimes we have to speak things that are not as though they are. That's scripture, y'all. Sometimes we have to speak things into existence. That's scripture, y'all. Sometimes we have to begin to understand that there's power of life and death in the tongue. And so in the same way, when we are understanding that we have to set ourselves up and we have to position ourselves for the things that we see, for the things that have been placed in our spirits, for the things that we so desire, that's all she did in the movie, Jesus. That's what Esther did when she prepared herself, when she interviewed for the queen's position. She had to show a side of herself that the king wanted to see. What we realize in this book is that although Esther did not completely reveal who she was, there was still a purpose for where she was. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There was still a purpose for where she was to be used for who she really was. If you follow along in the book of Esther, I was telling you how she spent a year or so getting the king's favor. Well, when you continue to read, you find out that her cousin, Mordecai, who was the person who put her in position, he has done some things that one of the king's right-hand men wasn't so excited about. He would not honor, he would not bow down to the king's right-hand man because Mordecai was a man of faith. And because of that, the king's right-hand man put a call of death on all of the Jews, which would have included, guess what? Oh, Jesus, you guessed it. It would have included Esther. And so Mordecai goes to Esther and says, you have to come true. You have to come forth and let the king know who you really are. And you have to use your true identity to save a nation. And so we keep reading and we get over in chapter 7, after Esther has fasted, after the Jews have fasted, after Esther has almost been willing to give up everything. Not almost been willing. She did become willing to give up everything, but she was almost at a point of giving up everything. She went before the king and said, I have a request. And he said, what do you want? She says, let's have a banquet. And so that's what leads us to chapter 7. In chapter 7, we are at the second banquet because she does one and then, you know, she's still buttering them up. She's still softening the blow because she's not quite sure what's going to happen. When he finds out who she really is, she doesn't know what's going to happen. So she's taking her time. So she gets to the second day and the king says, what is it that you desire? What is it that I can do for you? And then in verse 3, it says, then Queen Esther answered, if I have found favor in you, your majesty, and if it pleases you, grant me my life. This is my petition, and spare my people. This is my request. And so after all this time of living a lie, her true identity becomes a reality. And that's what we saw in the movie, is that at some point, Jennifer Lopez's character became unveiled. And in that moment, she lost it all, but then she gained it back. And that's what we see in Esther. What we don't see is that Esther lost it all, but what we do see is that she gained back the life of a nation. Again, why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because sometimes we don't see where we're going. Sometimes we don't understand that even in that moment when we feel like we're imposters, where we feel like we're just playing pretend, when we feel like we're in a make-believe world, God has said, daughter, God has said, son, I have put you where I need you to be in that moment, in that season. So guess what? I need you to embrace the moment. I need you to embrace the season because you are not where you are by happenstance. You have not been where you were by happenstance. This is the season of thankfulness. This is the season of gratefulness. And in this moment, in this day, I need you to take a moment and say, my God, I thank you for positioning me. I thank you for placing me. I thank you for seeing me beyond my identity. I thank you for setting me up for success. I thank you for allowing me to put on the garment and to stand in that moment to see what is yet to come. I thank you for allowing me to embrace this season when I felt like an imposter. I thank you for giving me the words to affirm myself, to build myself up, to see things that are not as though they are. I thank you for building me up in the spirit. This is the moment to press in and say, God, I thank you. God, I bless you. God, I honor you. God, I thank you with every part of my fiber and my being, because he has positioned you for where he wants you to go. This is the season to embrace your position and to be thankful for the cover up. I don't know what it is that you need to look back on. I don't know what it is that you need to prepare for, but I'm telling you now, Jesus, embrace the position and embrace the season. Jesus. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of On the Beam. I hope that you have gotten some word or some nugget of empowerment or encouragement, motivation, and inspiration to just keep you balanced and focused while on the beam of life. Come back for the next episode and be sure to share this podcast with your friends, families, and loved ones. I love you. I'll be praying for you, and I am here standing in the gap with you. Have a great day. Peace.